everybody. Welcome to a super emergency edition version of the Stargirl Squadcast. I'm Cameron.
I'm Adiba.
I'm Sam.
And today we are going to be doing a breakdown of the Stargirl Season 3 trailers that we have. We'll talk a little bit about the poster as well. Now, we should do some clarifications. We are recording this on July 10th, so a couple weeks ago, I think, at this point. It wasn't the past Tuesday, but the Tuesday before, or when, no, it was Tuesday. We got the teaser trailer for Stargirl Season 3. It was about 10 seconds. It didn't give us a whole lot. The following Tuesday, we got a release date for August 31st, and then at some point yesterday, some of the Stargirl cast was at a convention in Chicago where they shared the season 3 trailer. That got videographed and was sent out into the internet, which we weren't 100% sure if we could actually talk about because we weren't actually sure the legality of that. But then Breck Bassinger just tweeted it out herself, like not the actual trailer, just the video of somebody videoing the trailer. So we think we're probably fine.
Thank you, Queen.
Stargirl legal team, if you're gonna like kill us, please don't.
Mm-hmm.
We're but yeah.
It's fair game. It's out in the wild.
It is fair game. So. It's open season. We feel like it's fine. If it wasn't fine, it would be taken down by now, I'm pretty sure, at least on Breck's account, and it's not. So mm-hmm. You know, we're okay. We're gonna first talk a little bit about the teaser trailer. That again is like 10-20 seconds. It's really not that long. But going into the actual teaser trailer, obviously there's not that much details that we're getting. You have Starman welcoming them, presumably all the Whitmore Dugans home. Pat and Courtney don't seem like super impressed by him. And Sylvester kind of acts like, oh, I can mentor you. This is the more boring of the trailers. There's really nothing that happens in it. There's like two shots of the JSA.
To me, the most funny part is the fact that it looks like he's pulling her out of school. It looks like Sylvester's pulling Courtney out of school, and she herself is not really like game for that, which is some character development for Courtney, because I feel like in previous seasons she would have been like absolutely loving the excuse to be pulled out of school to do some superhero training.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She does not want to go back to summer school. She learned her lesson the last time. The cafeteria got destroyed. She got possessed. Like, stay in school, friends.
Summer school was not a fun experience.
So I guess the next thing that we can break down is the actual posters. Again, these haven't been released to social media yet. Or like official social media. They're on social media because if you attended the convention, it's to my understanding that you could get a signed poster from the cast. And so those obviously went up. So the poster is Courtney standing in front of a bunch of monitors that have on a bunch of mostly her friends, I think, or her family members. I don't think that the Crocs are there. Tam, did you want to go in a little bit into your theory about the positioning of people?
Right, like what Cam said, they're all characters we already know. So there's no one new except for Sylvester, but we kind of already know him through flashbacks and whatnot. And these monitors are mostly, except for one exception, like paired in twos. So at the top you have Cameron and you have Pat. So my kind of breakdown of that is you have in the trailer, like, okay, we didn't talk about the trailer yet, but it's highly assumed that this is a season that Cameron and Courtney are going to start a relationship. And so then you have, as like one versus the other, the boyfriend versus the father figure, which is kind of like a very classic trope of, oh, there's going to be friction here. So that's number one. And number two, on the bottom of that, you have Rick and Beth. It's a very interesting pairing. There's some romantic tension that the fans really want to see going on there. They're already always paired together in the show. So that could be a sign that they'll have something to go through together. Then on the other side to Rick and Beth, there is Cindy and there is Yolanda, both in costume. Rick and Beth were also both in costume. And the last two episodes, like the finale of season two, really heavily set up a frenemies relationship between Yolanda and Cindy. As we all know, they have a lot of history going back pre-Courtney showing up to Blue Valley. So that kind of makes sense. It already kind of started. That was the cliffhanger of Cindy asking Yolanda to join the JSA. So that makes sense. At the top, you have Mike and Barbara. Barbara's kind of off to the side, actually, which is a little bit interesting. But I was like, why is Mike up there with Barbara? And of course, I mean, it's part of Courtney's family, but we also know that Mike's mother was supposed to be a character, like a plot line that was supposed to be picked up in last season. It didn't turn out the way that they wanted it to because of COVID and other behind the scenes complications. But it may reappear in this season. If that's the case, now you're dealing with Mike and his mother figure that he has in his life now, but there might be tension there with potentially his biological mother, and then Barbara. And of course, then that leaves only one person left, and so this is where it's awkward because there's only one monitor. It's not paired with anyone else. It's Sylvester, and he's right behind Courtney's head, which makes sense because that's the new pairing everyone's expecting, and that's the one that they pushed in the first teaser trailer. It's Sylvester training Courtney. But because the tagline on the poster says, keep your frenemies, your friends close and your frenemies closer, it may not be necessarily guaranteed that this mentor-mentee relationship with Sylvester and Courtney may go the way that at least Courtney would like to have planned. So that could be a tease that there will be some frenemy friction between the two of them as well. So that's the breakdown for the positions. And then, Cam, did you want to talk about the significance of the monitors themselves?
Yeah, so it looks like those monitors are the ones that Dragon King had in his lair, like the ones that were monitoring Henry, for example. So that implies to me that Dragon King potentially is back. Now, I also guess that it could be likely that it's not actually referring to Dragon King and that it's referring to the Helix Institution, whichever it is. Director Bones would be watching them, and Nurse Love and all that. Both of those are pretty real possibilities. You also see on the trailer, it's a bit hard to see in the weird low quality one that we currently have, but there are like flashes of like glitches that play over it at kind of random times, which implies to me again that somebody is monitoring them. It's kind of like meta TV, whatever. So I'm intrigued to see how that goes. I honestly am not opposed to Dragon King coming back because, like we've stated on this podcast, he's pretty hard to kill. And I don't think that Cindy actually killed him. So I'm fine with that. I'm also fine with that if Director Bones is either keeping up shop
it's Dr.
from...
Dr. Bones. Just to point out that they changed... It's supposed to be Mr. Bones, but they changed it to Dr. Bones.
Okay. All right.
It used to I'm also calling be him Dr. Love, but they
he's also a director.
So it's a little confusing.
It's also I don't know.
Of
I'm gonna call him Mr. Okay. Bones. If I call him Mr. Bones, like
that's a classic character name, so it's fine. Like don't come for us if we call them by what they're literally been called for the last 40 years.
But I don't know if it's him setting up shop in Dragon King's lair or if he's monitoring them from back home, whatever. But I'm also not opposed to that. Adiba, do you have any thoughts on the poster?
I really like it. That's the only thought.
Adiba approved.
It's been approved by me, so you can put it on social media now. Stargirl team, please.
I honestly like it better than the other two trailers, like by a significant margin. Like the
season one trailer. Are you talking about the poster or the trailer?
The poster. Trailer. The season one poster is like, it's definitely like the classic poster, but I never was a huge fan of it. Like, that's not what sold. Like, I mean, I guess technically I saw an ad form on the side of a wiki page and that's what made me click on it. So but it worked. It a lot before. It worked, but it worked because I thought it was going to be really stupid and it wasn't really stupid. But I thought it was. So I think that's a bad poster if you have people being like, this looks bad. However, I think the season two poster was an improvement. And I really like that how they're like all positioned within that diamond. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know. I just like how they utilize the space of that. But I think that it's, you don't necessarily need to have every single one of your characters at basically the same size on your poster. So I think the season three poster is pretty effective with them in the monitors.
Mm-hmm. I like also that it seems to really capture the retro vibe of the show and of Blue Valley as well. Because it's just, Blue Valley is just different from all the other Arrowverse shows and DC TV shows. And that poster kind of really shows how, even though it's set, you know, or we're watching it in 2022, you're like, ooh, this feels kind of old, but like in a good way.
It's vintage.
And that mysterious kind of feeling. Yeah, vintage. So I like that too.
All right. So then we can actually jump into the actual new trailer. So once again, we are not actually staring at the official trailer. There's obviously cuts that they could still make to it, which will add to whatever they put on the internet, or the picture is going to be clearer and all that. So if we get some things a little bit messed up then from what actually presumably is going to come out this week or next week, our apologies about that. But this one again is pretty accessible to watch since it was leaked by a lead actress. So like, I think we'll be fine in following along with us. This trailer starts with Starman welcoming back the family. Basically, everything that happens in that teaser trailer happens within the first 6 seconds of this version of the trailer. It's kind of funny. Like, they really showed us absolutely nothing with that teaser.
Mm-hmm.
But, so,
we basically were still excited for it, though. We were just dying for content, so.
Right. So, we hear Pat talking a little bit about how he thinks that it's actually a good thing for Courtney that Sylvester is here, which is kind of interesting to me because I thought that Pat was going to almost become jealous of Sylvester's time with Courtney. Not jealous, but like, not necessarily approve of what the two of them were doing. So the fact that he's openly approving of it is like, yeah, begrudging.
I think in the first episode he's going to be okay, and then, you know, that's going to be the storyline. Like, you know, it's going to take some time for him to realize, oh, wait a minute, maybe not.
I also think it's really interesting. Starman, for the most part, with the exception of that fight that he gets in with Pat a little bit later in the trailer, he seems like a pretty nice guy, which is a very different vibe from what we see from him in the flashbacks of this show. Uh-huh. Now, granted, most of the flashbacks of the show are from Pat's perspective, or like specifically regarding Starman. So those could be like rose-tinted glasses where he felt like Starman was being extremely disrespectful of him, whereas he wasn't necessarily being disrespectful. Or it could be that Starman is putting on a facade, or that this isn't the actual Starman.
Oh, I was gonna say that Sylvester's personality actually seems to remind me a lot of Crusher's personality, but like,
yeah,
on a good side.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very interesting because now Crusher's also a regular, so, and we know that there's going to be friction there. Like, one of the scenes that we see, it looks like Sylvester's challenge. Well, I mean, I don't know who's the person who starts the argument, but it looks like there's going to be an altercation in a grocery store between the Crocs and
in a grocery store.
Yeah, and Sylvester.
So then Starman suits up, in his bit of training, which I guess he, I mean, it makes sense that he would have multiple suits and not just one. Courtney goes towards the staff and her eyes start glowing, which is super fun. I guess he's like going to
That's
be
new,
teaching her
like
how to
the
use, I assume that he's going to be teaching her how to
cosmic
use
powers.
different powers. Yeah, cosmic powers. I really want her to shoot the stars because in the comics she can shoot stars out of her
I didn't
hands.
know that, so
It's
finding that
like
out was very funny.
I really want them to do that because that's super camp, and you know that I appreciate the
It's
show for being
camp.
camp. Pat says to Sylvester that he's going to get him on a good career path, presumably to Sylvester. I don't actually know because you don't actually see the person that he's talking to, and when it switches to show Sylvester, they're in a different location. They're in somebody's house as opposed to in the pit stop, and he's clearly talking to Courtney. So,
It could
whatever.
be someone else.
Sil
It could be Rick.
Right.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
So, whatever Sylvester disapproves of, it's whatever Courtney just said, presumably, not just what Pat said.
Wait, what if it's Barb? Because the American Dream, I assume, doesn't really function anymore. So what other career does
Well,
she
if the
have right
gambler
now?
is back, and we saw that the gambler is back, that's
Right.
interesting
But
because
is he running the
he was
American
a
Dream?
head. He was like a
We're.
head figure. He had
I doubt
like
he cares about the American
We're
Dream beyond
skipping all over the
like,
place.
oh, we
oh, we're
are.
not being linear right now. Okay.
Okay. We also see that Sylvester actually does a flight with presumably Pat. It technically could be Mike in there. It would be absolutely insane if he just decided that he should also be in charge of Mike's training. Like that would be ridiculous and absurd, but I kind of like that as a point of contention between Sylvester and Pat. And then we get our little so I've like compartmentalized this trailer into like three sections. So that first bit is like section one, which is basically all Sylvester, Pat, and Courtney. Section two is like our little villains thing. All right, so we're getting introduced to our villains or the frenemies or whatever. So of course we have the Crocs jogging down the street
As
together,
a
which I love. They're
family.
all in like matching black
Right?
tracksuits. Then we do see that the gambler is back, definitely at the American Dream.
With his
I feel like
AirPods.
with his AirPods, yes, I do feel like I know that Beth stole like almost all of his money. I feel like he either gained a lot of money back or she didn't steal like 100% all of it, but I don't know. I feel like I
He's living
feel
in an
like
RV,
he has
though.
to.
We can
Well, we don't
see.
know if he's living in an RV or if that's.
Or
I'm no, you're right.
he broke
That's he's
into the
probably
Whitmore
living in
Tugan.
an RV.
I'm pretty sure.
Right, right,
Pretty
right.
sure he's just. He can't give back the clothes he already has. So he's just dressing like a billionaire, but he's really like a pauper. And I think that's just like the fake it till you make it
Sure,
situation he's in
sure.
right now.
Oh, I just think he had like money
Sure.
stashed away on like in like the Cayman Islands, which he accessed.
We get Cindy.
Yeah, we do get Cindy. She's outside somewhere helping an old lady with groceries who I feel like, because I feel like I know the show, the old lady's going to be like, "No, I don't want any help." And Cindy's gonna
Oh,
be
you know
like,
what that probably is referring to? But someone came up with the idea at the end of season two. Mike and Jakeem were like, let's create our own mini JSA together. So, what if, like, that's the assignment that Mike and Jakeem are kind of giving Cindy of, oh, you don't get to do real JSA
Oh,
stuff. You
okay.
have to go help random
Okay, yeah.
people around in the street because the real JSA don't want her. So Mike
Right,
and
right,
Jakeem
right.
would be like, okay, well, we'll take you, I guess. And then she's trying to prove her worth, trying to help old ladies on the street and whatnot, and it's not really going anywhere.
Yeah.
Because we haven't
No.
seen, we don't see Jakeem or Mike in this trailer, too, so.
Yeah, they are missing. So that's kind of disappointing.
They are. A lot of people are missing.
In the season two trailer, there was a lot of the Jenny and Courtney fight. And like we were actually able to get an introduction, and like she was like, "I'm the Green Lantern's daughter," and we
Right,
got like a
right,
first
right.
glimpse of Jenny, like a new character, and we
We're
didn't
like
get any
just
of that
thrown
here.
in
These are
here.
all characters that we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just kind of along for the ride. Then we cut to presumably a Camney date. Now I think this because there's a behind the scenes photo that Breck Bassinger posted of her, not in the jacket, but in the shirt and the skirt.
And the skirt, yeah.
Presumably sitting on the terrace of the McKent household. So like this 100% is the same episode. You know what
It
I'm...
looks like it's their first date. It really looks like
It looks like
it's a
this is their
first
first
date.
date. I mean, they only in the last trailer they only showed the first three episodes. So this is 100%. And when did Breck post that photo? She posted it like pretty early into
I think she
Yeah, it was a
posted it around
around
May.
production schedule. So like it regardless of if it's their like first or like maybe second date. This is
It was
like
in
hold on, hold on.
December.
It was in December.
It was in November. It was in November because she said it was from yesterday and it was December 1st. So it was in
I
November.
so I guess it, I guess it's possible if they do they were going faster than I thought they were because I feel like typically production takes 2 weeks per episode and they finished ahead of what I anticipated them finishing.
No, Stargirl
Like they
always takes
finished I
like
think like
1 week. I think I saw somewhere that it's like 1 week for every episode. That was season one, at least.
I think they normally
Sometimes
take
they
like
go
maybe a
back
week
though,
and a half.
and
It doesn't
they
doesn't
do
really matter.
reshoots.
I get I guess it's possible that this is like closer to episode four. Like that would kind of make sense if it was episode four or like maybe even episode five. But regardless, this feels like very early in their relationship because granted,
Yeah.
like their relationship really
Oh,
hasn't
yes.
started. Cameron is just out in his garden just showing his powers, which is
He's
such a
just
bad
revealing it all.
decision. Why
Right.
would you do that? Like, I don't.
He's a naive little boy.
I like to think that Cameron is a lot smarter than
Oh.
this, but like we haven't seen the full clip yet. So I'm
We
not gonna
don't really
judge.
know
Haven't seen
Cameron.
the
To
full clip
me,
yet, but
he's
we.
smart and this does not work in his favor.
I think he's very desperate to get Courtney to want him. So I think he's like, listen. Because she keeps running away from him, and I guess in his perspective, he's like, oh, she's running away for something more interesting. And he's like, trust me, I'm interesting, you know? And then he shows off. I can make snow in the middle of like September, and I can freeze these things, which is obviously not exactly the reaction or a cool factor type of thing that Courtney probably wants to see on her first date ever with Cameron McKent. So.
I really love her reaction though, because like if you
It's hilarious.
she looks like she's like, I need to run away. Like she's trying
Literally,
to
she's
be
gonna like
positive.
faint.
She's
Yeah.
like,
And it doesn't
that's
look like her
awesome.
either. It doesn't even like she look. I had to do like five double takes. First of all, I don't watch the show Legacies, but I for a second I thought she was like one of those legacy characters because like the leather jacket and the hair blown out like that. I was like, who is this? I was like,
Oh my
that's Courtney
gosh, she
Whitmore.
looks like
Hope
Lizzie. I
Michelson?
see it.
Lizzie
Yes,
Saltzman?
that's what I think. So,
Yeah.
as someone who has never seen the show, that's what she looks to me. The level of their relationship is like, I like you, Cameron. I love you. Let's get married.
Exactly. I
I'm
feel like this
all
is
in. We're
kind
doing
of
this.
one-sided right now,
We're
but I really
doing this.
hope that they develop it into something more because I have a lot of friends who are Cammy shippers and I think they deserve some level of happiness because the show's just giving them nothing right now.
So then we actually cut to the gambler in his trailer or RV or whatever. The details aren't great, but it definitely looks like he's inside like a trailer or an RV. And then it cuts to Cindy at a lab, which is very interesting. So
She's a scientist.
I had always thought that if there was Cindy was going to like be experimented on, it was going to because Dragon King somehow came back and was going to just experiment on it, experiment on her again. At least like with chemistry, it's a new set as far as I can tell. We've never seen it before. It doesn't really look like the dungeons to me. I could be wrong, and it could just be a different.
Oh, that's no, that's the tunnels. I know
Is
that
that for
tile.
sure?
I'm looking at it now. Like you see like the windows is
Uh-huh. Oh,
the
that's the
exact
tunnel.
place where in episode 4 when Cindy was talking to the diamond and then it showed a picture of her mom. That was like the
Oh,
windows
that's
that were
okay.
behind her.
We get a shot of Cindy in front of, I don't even know what. I can't really tell what's happening. It
Yeah,
looks like
what
she's
is
holding
that?
something. I don't know what she's holding. I don't know what she's in front of. I literally have no idea where she is. Like, I'm really
Yeah, I
interested in
don't know
seeing
either.
this in a higher resolution.
In
Maybe she's
high
holding a
res.
phone. It could be a phone, but I still don't really have any idea where
It
she
doesn't look like
actually
a
is
phone. It looks
sitting.
like that
What
does
does it
not look like
look
a phone.
like?
It looks like her knife.
Yeah.
It could be. I
It's
was
like she's
expecting at some
holding the
point for her
knife.
to put back in. I'm expecting for her at some point to put back in the knife that's gone, because like obviously one of them is still ripped out. It's not something that grows back, presumably. So I assume that she's going to be doing that at some point. And then we cut to Yolanda telling, presumably, Cindy that she's not wanted
I
there.
think it's Cindy. Yeah.
I
It
can't
looks like
imagine that
Cindy,
it would be
yeah. I love how
anybody
Yolanda
else.
always has lines like that. She's like, "We don't want you here. Get out. Get a job."
Also, her hair,
Get a
her hair, I think, is still the season two hair. It's definitely not reverted back to
Oh,
season one
true.
hair, but it doesn't look like
Okay.
it's
Oh, yeah,
gone
that
through
was
a
a
change
theory
again.
that I, yeah. That's, I kind of wish, well, she had a rough time, so I guess it makes sense. But I do wish that her hair was out at some point. Maybe after she kicks
Right.
Cindy off the team, then she'll be like,
Maybe.
"I can let my hair
Interesting.
free."
So then we get a Cammy snow kiss,
Yeah.
which is like, again, what? Like, it's in front
It
of this
doesn't mean it has
gazebo,
to
I
actually
think.
happen, by the way. The
That's also true.
day he
You
got
don't see
interrupted
the
the
lips
first time.
touch. You don't see the lips
Yeah.
touch. And
I think
Courtney
it
does
gets
not look like she's
interrupted.
having a good time.
She doesn't,
Courtney
because she's not
looks like
even moving.
she's like,
She's just
So,
standing
like,
there.
She looks nervous, yeah. I mean, if it's her first kiss, I understand why she'd be nervous, but she does look nervous.
Yeah, no. Well, maybe she thinks that, like, maybe he'll, like, freeze her lips off.
Oh,
She's
right, duh. That's a serious
like,
concern. That's
like, he's actively
so
causing it to snow. Like, I would be a little bit nervous.
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious.
So then we have the actual altercation between Pat and Sylvester, where Pat is mad. No, sorry, Sylvester is mad that Pat let Paula and Crusher move in next door, which leads to him going to confront them in like a grocery store. They're in the soap aisle. They're not suited up, which is actually kind of fun because I don't think we've ever seen Paula fight not suited up before. So I
Yeah.
kind of like that. But it cuts to him blowing them up in the parking lot. Also, I think it's really interesting because here Courtney's not going to be able to do anything about it since he's in possession of the staff. So like fun little tensions that are set
And
up.
presumably Rick also has no strength at this point. So this is just them watching their parents and relative family friends having all these and their neighbors having fights, and they're kind of standing on the sidelines like, "Stop it. Don't. Cosmo, help. Go away. I want it." It's not gonna work.
Right.
If
Yeah.
that's if they even know any, maybe they just the adults were like, "Okay, meet me at 4 a.m. And then like they wake up and then they're like, "What happened?" And then they're like, "Oh yeah, we were in a fight last night."
Then we enter what I consider to be like the third act of this little ad, which I guess honestly could have started with the grocery store altercation, but whatever. Where we're actually getting action shots. So we get the JSA running. We get a close up of Rick with the hourglass.
When he dropped the hourglass in season two, like it went up into the air and like he could have inhaled it or something like that, right? Like that's kind of like what's implied with the way that the sands kind of just dissipated into the air. So that could be potentially like the angle they're trying to use.
We also do get a super brief shot of Yolanda. I can't tell if she's being flung across the room or if she's jumping suddenly across the room.
No,
Because
she's
she
definitely being flung. No,
lands.
she's being yeeted.
Okay.
She's being thrown
Okay.
against the wall and like in the
Yeah,
middle of a
she
fight.
does
I hope she
land
lands on
against the
her feet
wall.
though. Well,
She does,
because she's a
yeah.
cat. She's got to land on her feet, right?
Right. But she's gonna bring a lamp down in the process. She's in somebody's bedroom. I don't know whose bedroom it
Yeah.
is, though. We don't have. I don't think
Cameron's.
we've. I don't think we've seen that bedroom before. It's possible. It's so no. Funny. Okay. We'll talk about it later. But I it's possible that it's Cameron's bedroom. It also.
I would actually love
it's
that.
It's not hers. Oh. We haven't seen Rick's bedroom.
We haven't.
So, like, it theoretically could
but
be
But we don't
Rick's
know where
bedroom.
Rick is living. We yeah. We don't know where he's yeah. living at this point. We've never seen yeah. the inside of Rick's actual house. But mm-hmm. he may not. First of all, we also don't know where Matt Harris is, if he's still in the hospital, if he's at home, if
right,
he's now
right.
in a wheelchair of some sort, on some sort of assisted living situation. Don't know. But, you know, it could be the basement of the – no, but they don't really have one. I don't know. Don't know where he's living, so don't know where that is. It could be anywhere, if it is Rick's place.
Then we have a shot of Beth in the car. I don't know whose car she's in.
It's Rick.
I think it's somebody's. Rick's car.
It has to be.
It could be Rick's car.
Rick's car. Like that's,
it
who
could
else
be Rick's
has a
car
like that?
She's
no
in,
one else has a
she's,
car.
She's their in age, the passenger seat.
Except for Pat.
I don't know. I mean, mm-hmm. she could be in the Shades car, theoretically.
He doesn't Pat's. Have a car. Oh, no, he does. Ooh.
Yes, he does. Yes,
he does. He has a 67 Jag.
Yes, he does.
I realize that he does.
I want it to be Rick's car.
Why does he drive a car?
Beth and the Shade having an interaction, I would like that. I've actually always wanted that, so I think that would, because they already have some sort of tension, you know? So.
Also, the thing about Beth's outfit is I know it's not, but it looks like she has a pin that has Taco Bell on it.
I thought it looks like the lock one or the one underneath it?
The top one. Oh, is that a lock?
Yeah, it's a lock.
Yeah.
To me, now this is my stupid shipper brain going everywhere. It reminds me of those Instagram pages where you're like locked because you're in a relationship.
Yes! I don't think
so
Beth.
Corny.
I don't think Beth
no,
would be that corny.
I don't think she would either.
I think she would.
No, not on her clothes. She wouldn't, no. But I'm just saying that's what it reminded me of.
There's also another pin underneath it, though. Do you have any idea what the pin underneath it is?
Yeah, I was trying to look, and I don't know.
We can't really tell any of that before we get the
maybe a building
trailer.
Or, like,
we'll see.
A 12.
Yeah.
That is very, those are very different things.
Then we get more shots of the grocery store fight, more shots of Cindy in the lab, and then we get an aerial shot of presumably Yolanda, Rick, and Beth outside looking up at something. Now.
And Rick and Yolanda are suited up, but Beth isn't.
And then the trailer ends with just another shot of Courtney's eyes glowing. So that is where the trailer ends for now. If there's more trailer that releases officially later, we'll have to do like an addendum to this. But that's it for now. Do we have any, like, working theories as to stuff that's going on right now that we haven't mentioned, per se?
Okay, so there is that very iconic behind-the-scenes picture of Hunter and Cam G.
Yes.
Looking like they're having a fist
right.
fight, right? And
right.
When is
like,
that?
Rick, like, it looks like Cameron in the show, like, Cameron McKent, is wearing the same clothes as he is in the date that he has with Courtney. So I know a big theory within the fandom is that, as we know, since Cameron literally reveals that he has ice powers, her friends freak out, and mm-hmm. then potentially Rick shows up to Cameron's house to beat him up. Because it definitely
I
is Rick in Cameron's house. I want that
oh,
to
yeah,
happen,
yeah, yeah.
too. I think it would be hilarious. Because
I kind of want to see Cam fight, you know? I want to see him hold his ground.
It would
and
be his first fight,
get
I
into
think.
Into a really huge fight.
Well, I feel like he would not be good at it. Because, like, I mean...
That's
to be fair,
Rick,
I guess.
Because
to be fair,
to like
I guess
hour.
Jenny shouldn't have known how to fight, and she fought decently well against Courtney. Mm-hmm. But like,
and Courtney fought Brainwave and literally gave him a coma, and it was
exactly.
the first time doing it too.
Right, so. Right, okay, yeah. So there's a lot of beginner's luck that happens mm-hmm. on this show. So it's possible that he'll be fine. I gotta pull up all these photos. So I know exactly what thought. Like I definitely
we also
know
that
the photo.
Leah Thompson is directing the Cammy date one, and fans specifically know that Leah Thompson also directs really good
hour and night episodes.
hour night episodes. Yeah, so
she did episode 7, she did, which was
7 Shiv. and she did episode 4. She did three and four,
which my one of my which favorite
were the big favorites. Hour and night episodes. Yeah, right? Yeah.
She did the hour and night heart to heart and the JSA double date milkshake
and scene. The catch, the hour and night catch. So it's kind of fitting that she has Camney for like the romance there for that too, mm-hmm. Considering same vein of relationships. Anyways, very excited for that. Also, we know then that there's a cafeteria scene because they have a group shot and we don't
they
know
do. Which episode. Okay, actually, hold on. I'm like zooming in on these shirts and they might be different shirts. Yeah, I think they're putting him in nearly identical shirts, but not the same shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So like maybe it's not the same day, but Cameron just decided to wear black every single day since it's
those are different jeans. He's wearing different jeans. Secret. Okay. It's definitely a different day. He's wearing different jeans.
Okay.
How do you know?
Well, maybe that? It's the next day.
On my hashtag Courtney jean tells truther. Because I'm looking at them and I have eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
What so is a jean truther? Like...
Me.
Okay, but you know what? That makes sense.
The one...
Courtney and Cameron go mm-hmm. on a date. Cameron reveals himself. The next day, Courtney invites Cameron to lunch to sit with the JSA, and she's like, this is my boyfriend, and everyone else is shocked, and then that night, Rick is, like, beating this guy up.
Okay, no, but it's even straight funnier up. With, like, the Yolanda, nobody wants you here lying, because can you imagine if he's saying it to him?
Yeah.
No, and then Yolanda is there too when they bring when yeah, Rick brings
yeah,
into
yeah, Yolanda's in a fight too.
And that's why she's getting flung against the wall is because
I love jealous Yolanda. It is one of my favorite parts.
Yolanda
of the show.
Really hating Cameron like for no reason other than she just doesn't want
no
him
reason.
Around Courtney.
What did that boy do except like try to stand up for her?
Girl. He painted flowers on her.
He was like so nice to
like,
her.
And
she's
care.
Like,
get that boy
I
out of
hate
my
him.
Sight.
Yeah.
I will stare you down. I don't care.
I definitely have a theory, but that theory is not canon.
Well, what's your theory?
Oh, so she's just in love with Courtney. And she's just jealous that Courtney likes Cameron. And that's the theory, but it's not canon.
Oh, there's no shade. The shade is not in this trailer either.
Right, the
and
shade's
not
on the
there. Poster.
No, I don't think he's really
Does
going
he show
to have
up
that
in
big
the season?
Role this season.
I think
yeah,
he just shows
is,
up.
Yeah. He's I mean, but Jenny up, and Todd but... aren't in the trailer either, mm-hmm. so I just think that it's gonna not be a whole lot. For them, like
yeah.
they're going to be
it's
in
also
it
like,
for sure, but I think they're going to be the Infinity Inc. storyline, and I don't think that's happening right away. I think
yeah.
I think that's happening towards the end of the season, so that's why they didn't show any of their stuff.
Uh huh. Also, this season we get episode titles.
Yes,
I'm
they're back.
Very excited.
We didn't
thank.
By you. The time this podcast comes out, or like this trailer breakdown comes out, you're not going to have us complaining about the summer school titles being called summer school mm-hmm. the entire time. But that sucked.
That was awful.
So
we
like,
hated
that. I'm glad that they're not doing struggle. That again because there was fear for a moment that they were doing that again with Frenemies Chapter 1, 2, 3.
We were hearing rumors that it was going to be just like Frenemies
on,
Part
on
1.
On Stargirl Wiki, again. It said that it was Frenemies Chapter 1, Frenemies Chapter 2, whatever. Because mm-hmm. they like took out trademarks or whatever. So like maybe the official name is going to be like Frenemies Chapter 7, Infinity Inc. Part 1 or something like that.
That is such a long title. But you know, I don't
it
care.
It is a long title.
I don't care if
but...
they have like an entire essay for a title. I just need every title
okay.
to be different.
But knowing that Infinity Inc. Part 1 and Part 2 are confirmed episode titles, then it looks like a Part 1, Part 2 thing, which what we know from the past would mean, okay, that's like the mid-season finale kind of mm-hmm. two-parter, or the actual finale. And I think that makes sense with what we just said, how like we didn't see Todd, we didn't see Jenny, really, we didn't see The Shade. If the first six episodes, or leading up to the first six episodes, is really this frenemies tension between the friend groups, and then suddenly Mr. Bones and just pops up and then snatches one of the kids, or they find Todd or whatever, for like episode 5 or 6 or 6 and 7, I think that would make sense that you have like that tonal shift. And I don't know if it's like there's we also know, and we didn't really talk about the theme that we were told, is that there's like a murder mystery and like someone gets murdered and they have to figure it out. And we don't know if that's like the theme for from episode 1 to 13, like that's the overarching theme, or if it's like
I don't imagine that they're going to murder somebody in the first episode. I think that's going to be saved until like episode like 4 or 5, probably. Okay.
But this is
because like it's
they murder everyone.
Right. But like I feel like just in terms of if you're constructing your show, you're going to murder somebody. We, the audience, aren't supposed to know who it is, and you're going to have the whole thing be like from episode 1 to episode 13 of people figuring it out, like. That just seems like that's going to be...
It would be really cool to have
a long like, stretch of time.
Right, like now, someone... I think I mentioned like a while back that, like not in, on the podcast, just when we were talking, that it would be really cool if like episodes 1 to 6 set up the murder, and then episodes like 7 to 13, similar to what season 2 did, where like they had in the second half like one episode per Eclipso attack. It's like one episode... like specifically for a suspect, and like they're trying to go back in time or whatever and see like what were they doing, like what are they the one, that kind of thing. I think that would be cool, not in an isolated way, but in still like an ensemble, like everyone's involved kind of way. But I think that would be a cool way to do that theme. Anyways,
that is it for our trailer breakdown. So if you have anything to add to our breakdown, or you just want to, like, have a conversation with us, you can always let us know at, what is the name of the show? Star at Star Squadcast on Star basically Squadcast. All platforms. Yeah, you can talk to me about it on Tumblr, Blue Valley Breaking News. Probably won't talk to you about it on my Twitter, CleoNap00. Because I don't typically talk to people there. Sometimes I do, but it's a better shot at my Tumblr. So
you can reach me at Gert Starlight on every platform.
What's your name?
It's Adiba.
And I'm Tam, and you can find me at That Killer Vibe on Instagram.
Yeah. Why is this such an awkward way of ending this?
We did it.
Anyway, we have...
I don't know.
We're having a great time. All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
So, update, while we were recording the podcast episode later that night, the trailer actually dropped in full. So, here are some highlights from the three of us stopping what we were doing to actually watch that. Enjoy.
Okay, why are you treating her so much better than the rest? Like, let her actually get hit. And on the other side...
Guys, the trailer was up.
Oh!
Like the actual trailer?
On YouTube?
Like the actual trailer is up right now.
Let's go.
Somebody stream it. Stream it.
Okay.
Give me a second.
Oh, he is there. Oh, that's
It's Cindy's room. You guys, you know when Yolanda is flung across
the room? It's Cindy's room.
It's Cindy's room.
That's Cindy's room.
Yeah,
it's
Cindy's room. There's a picture of her.
It's Cindy's room.
Oh, that's amazing.
Damn it.
Oh my god, StarCat parallels.
What are the pins? Okay, it's a building and it's not a lock. I still don't know what it is.
It's like books or something? I don't know.
That's
definitely
not bad.
That is not Beth. No, Beth, is that Jenny?
That is not Beth.
Who is that?
That's Jenny.
Is it Artemis? It's Jenny. So it was Jenny. Okay. Okay, good. So sad. Ooh, that looks so good, the logo.
Hi, you're listening to Editing Cameron. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry that we got some things wrong. I'm editing this a day later, so yeah, we know that we got a lot wrong in this. That's kind of what happens when you kind of jump the gun. So our apologies, but we do know that the thing that Cindy is holding at some point, she's in front of a trailer and she's holding a gun. We do know now that the three Rick, Yolanda, they're with Cindy. We know that as well. Anyway. thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and stay tuned for your actual episode later this week. Bye-bye.